Hi, this is Vikas Dubey, BA part of Faculty of Social Science. Now we are going to record the next poem of John Milton, How Soon Hath Time. First of all, summary of the sonnet. In the present sonnet, the poet John Milton expresses his personal feeling about the value of the time. According to him, time has wings. It flies very soon. He feels highly grieved that he had wasted much of his time in vain. He further says that the time which has gone once never comes again. So, the time should be used properly. He says about himself that he has done nothing in his youth. Now, 23 years have passed and he has lost them without doing any notable work. Now, he is a matured man, so he should do some work of great wisdom. He feels sorry to have wasted his golden 123 years. He thinks that great God has given him power, but he did not use it properly. He feels sorry that he will answer on the day of judgment before the Lord. God will naturally scold him for not using his given power in composing the poetry, but soon he realizes that he would soon do his duty. He thinks that they also serve God who only stand and wait for his order. Hindi Saransh. Prastut Kavita Samay Kitna Gatiman Hai Ke Antargat Kavi John Milton Apne Vyaktigat Bhavanaon Ko Prastut Karta Hai. कवि के अनुसार समय को पंख लगे हैं, यह बहुत तेजी से उड़ता है। वह विचार करता है कि उसने जीवन में बहुत समय बर्बाद कर दिया है। वह आगे कहता है कि जो समय एक बार बीत जाता है दोबारा कभी नहीं आता, अतः समय का सदुपयोग होना चाहिए। वह स्वयं अपने बारे में कहता है कि उसने युवावस्था का अधिकांश समय व्यर्थ में गंवा दिया। अब तक जीवन के 23 वर्ष बीत गए हैं, उसने यह समय बिना किसी महत्वपूर्ण कार्य के गवा दिया गया है। अतः वह एक पूर्ण मनुष्य है, अब उसे कोई महान बौद्धिक कार्य करना चाहिए। वह अपने सुनहले 23 वर्ष के बीतने व्यर्थ बीत जाने के लिए दुखी है। वह विचारता है कि ईश्वर ने उसे महान शक्ति प्रदान की है, किंतु उसने महान ज्ञान शक्ति का प्रयोग नहीं किया। वह इसलिए दुखी है कि न्याय के दिन ईश्वर के समक्ष क्या उत्तर देगा। ईश्वर उसे समय का सदुपयोग न करने तथा काव्य शक्ति का प्रयोग न करने के लिए तिरस्कृत करेंगे, किंतु उसे तुरंत ज्ञान आता है कि ईश्वर के यहाँ अनेक जो उसकी आज्ञा का पालन हेतु खड़े होकर प्रतीक्षा करते हैं, अतः उसे दुखी होने की आवश्यकता नहीं है। Appreciation of the poem. First, introduction of the poem. The present sonnet, How Soon Hath Time, is Milton's personal sonnet. It is written in 1631. He has passed his 23 years here. Here he represents his deep feelings of his life, that he has wasted most of his time in vain. The aim and object, the theme and thought of the poem. Though the sonnet is personal, yet Milton presents a universal philosophy of life. According to him, the time is valuable. It is because the time which has passed away never comes back again. There is merely the matter of regret, as a poet laments, "Alas, I have lost my life in passion. No time I got for God realization." Similarly, here Milton too repents for the time that has been passed away in vain. Milton thinks further that he has been given a great power by Almighty God, and that power is of wisdom and knowledge. He is fully capable to compose poetry. But 23 years have already passed of his life, and yet he did nothing. There is a great philosophy of all Christians that on the day of judgment they have to face God. He will count whether he has used his given power or not. Here Milton ponders that he has not used his given power and he will be condemned by Almighty God. With this philosophy, Milton realizes that he should do some great poetic work. The effect of this realization brings a new light into him. He writes his great poetic works after 1631. Milton is very religious. He has always great respect for Almighty God. To him, time is the most important thing in the life. It should not be wasted. The present poem has an autobiographical attitude where he reveals his own feeling and decides to do the work which has been given to him by Almighty God. Style, diction, figures, art, and rhyme of the poem. Milton is the master of both styles, ancient as well as the modern. The present sonnet, How Soon Hath Time, has the style of Italian classics. The style of the sonnet is autobiographical. Here, he reveals his own deep feeling as he himself writes, My hasting days fly on with full career, but my late spring no bud or blossom sooth. And in the last two lines of the sonnet, he presents his deep thought, All is, if I have grace to use it so. As ever in my great taskmaster's eyes. Thus, the style of the poem is deductive and highly philosophical. So far, the diction of the poem is concerned, it is known to all. He writes for the learned man and not for the common folk. The language of the poem is no doubt very fantastic. It touches the heart, soul and mind. Every word which has been used by him has been chosen with great care. The poetic words have been used, for example, hath, sooth, etc. There is metaphor, highly philosophical imaginary figures have been used. The rhyming schemes of the sonnet is A-B-B-A, A-B-B-A, C-D-E, C-D-E. Now, the explanations with reference to the context of stanza of poem. First stanza of the poem. How soon hath time, the subtle thief of youth, stolen on his wing my 23rd year? My hasting days fly on with full career, but my late spring no bud or blossom sooth. Reference: these opening lines have been taken from the sonnet How Soon Hath Time, composed by one of the greatest poets, John Milton. Context: in these lines, the poet expresses his idea about the value of time. According to him, time has wings. It goes and goes on and on. The time which has gone once never comes again. So he says that one should utilize the time in a proper manner. Explanation: here the poet reveals his personal feeling about the time. This present sonnet has been composed in 1631, so he says that the time has wings. It flies very soon. Milton feels highly grieved that he had wasted much of his time without any fruitful work. He says that the lost time is never found, so always we should utilize it to do the good. His 23 years passed away uselessly. It seems that his time has been stolen. He repents that he has done nothing in his youth. The time is going on and on. He thinks that he has already lost much of his time, so he decides to do the best in the rest of his life. Now, the next stanza of the poem. Perhaps my semblance might deceive the truth, that I to manhood am arrived so near, and inward ripeness doth much less appear, that some more timely happy spirits endureth. Reference will be shame. Context: in these particular lines, the poet expresses his feeling of time about his own life. Accordingly to him, he is now 23 years old, but he has spent these years in passion and emotion, and has done nothing for the welfare of the people and the praise of God. Explanation: here, in these lines, Milton thinks that now he is 23 years old, and this golden period of his life has been stolen very soon, and he has reached his manhood. He does not feel that with the march of his time, his talents should have been used. Milton further thinks that though he has passed 23 years of his life, yet he has not done any notable work. He thinks younger than what really he is. Now, the last stanza of the poem. Yet, be it less or more, or soon or slow, it shall be still in strictest measure even to that same lot, however mean or high, toward which time leads me and the will of heaven. All is if I have grace to use it so, as ever in my great taskmaster's eye. Reference will be shame. Context: in these concluding lines, the poet expresses his ideas about his own life. Here he repents about the loss of his time. 23 years have passed away, yet he has not done any notable work in his life. He feels very sorry that he has been given poetic power by God, but he has not used that properly. Explanation: here, in these lines, the poet says that great God has given him poetic power, but he regrets to have wasted his 23 years, and he has done nothing in that period. He further thinks when he goes back to great God on the doomsday or day of judgment, God will naturally scold him for not completing his mission. Elsewhere, he says that the best service that one can render to God is to be patient in one's life and wait for some opportunity for service. There are many in his realm. They also serve who only stand and wait. This sonnet proves Milton's great faith in God. Thank you. This is the end of the second poem of the John Milton.